Welcome back to Inside the Cave. It's just about 8:13. It is actually 8:13 here inside the cave in downtown Adrian. I'm Ian Wentz, Andrew Morton across the way. And it's now time for our Athlete of the Week. It's brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. This week's LISD Athlete of the Week is Adrian High School's Joey Spagnoli, coming off a wrestling individual district title. With that, Joey, welcome inside the cave.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, so in case you all didn't know, wrestling districts for individual were last week, and Joey wrestles in the 132-pound, at least for that event, took first place, defeating a student from Chelsea in that first place matchup. We'll get to that in a second. Joey, first, we'll learn a little bit about you. You are a senior, correct?
I'm a junior.
A junior, okay. Someone texted us saying he's a senior,
probably
right?
John.
And I'm looking on the thing here, and it says junior. Okay, good. So it seems like I would assume you've been wrestling for quite some time.
Yeah, basically my whole life I've been wrestling, so.
Okay, what got you into the sport originally?
Definitely my dad and my older brother. I got to see my older brother wrestling a lot while I was growing up, and he just inspired me to wrestle. So,
all right. So you go through all that, and you find yourself at the high school level wrestling. I assume it's all varsity. There's no JV, or is there JV?
There is JV, but as our team is growing, we are starting like a JV, but we still all like do everything together.
Sure. So varsity for 3 years now for
yes.
you. Yes. This season, obviously the team season is done. Losing in the district final to that school over there.
Yeah.
You know, tough one, for sure. But a pretty good season for the Maples.
Yeah, we're definitely excited. I think that's the most kids we've ever had in a while. So. The team is definitely growing, and hopefully next year we'll have a different outcome. So,
yeah, that's good to have. You know, when we talk to other wrestling coaches and college coaches, a lot of it is having enough players.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to forfeit any points if you can't wrestle at a certain weight or what have you. So,
right. And have you guys had enough to this at least this year to wrestle at each weight class?
Yeah, we okay. have.
Because I know that's the problem around, you know, some people in the county, they just can't. Especially some of the, even the lighter guys, it's like they can't provide that, or they can't provide like the heavyweight. So
yeah, which is definitely nice now that our coach is at the high school, he can encourage people to come out for wrestling. So
yep.
That's helped the numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. So Joey, getting to districts, looking at the website, where did this take place?
This
where
is
where were you at?
Jackson at Parkside, I think.
Okay, so up in Jackson.
Yep. Yeah.
How does that go for an individual wrestler at districts? Like, how involved can your coach be? Does he just kind of wander around the gym, or how does that go? I haven't been to a district for wrestling. I assume it's just chaos and like hundreds of students. And could you talk about that, Joey?
Yeah. So. They'll have a projector projecting the matches on each mat. There's four mats to start out with. So it'll tell you who's wrestling on that mat currently, who's up next, and then who's after that. So usually once you see your name, you go find a coach, tell him, hey, I'm going to be on this mat. I need you to come coach me. And then you get warmed up and you get ready. So
okay.
What goes into like your warming up process before a match? Like obviously, you know who's wrestling on it, you know if you're on deck, and then you know who's in the hole. So, like, when you're in the hole, what are you doing? And then when you're on deck, what are you doing?
Usually about the same thing. I like to, when I'm in the hole, I like to try and stretch a little bit to make sure my muscles are getting warm. And then when I'm about to be on, I like to do, like, maybe a couple push-ups, a couple sit-ups, make sure my muscles are ready to go. And then, you know, I'm just getting my mind ready.
All right. So how many matches, I mean, obviously the first place match is the one that's most important. How did you get to that? How many kids did you have to wrestle?
So there was 8 guys in my bracket. So I wrestled a quarterfinal match, a semifinals match, and then the finals match. So I had to win 2 matches to get to the finals.
Okay. And based on me trying to read this website, it's a great website, but you know, not being a wrestling savant, was it by decision the first place match? Is that
yeah,
what I'm seeing
it was.
Here?
It was 8-7. Yes.
Wow. So what was the difference in your mind or in your coach's mind? That's a close one to get a win.
Yeah. I was up 8-4 with about a minute left. I had taken him down a couple times. He got the first takedown, and I had gotten up, and it was coming down to about 30 seconds left, and I was on top. He got up, got an escape, and got a takedown, that's a total of 3 points. So that put him at 8-7, but at that point there wasn't enough time for him to do anything, so the match had been...
Literally held on to win.
Yes, exactly.
You built the lead, and that's great. So
yeah.
Played some defense the second half.
Your name looks awfully familiar from the spring. Do you also play a different sport at Adrian?
Not in the spring, no.
Okay. Oh, in the fall?
In the fall, yes.
You play soccer?
Yes, I do.
You know what? I was confused. I was at the college yesterday, and I talked to one of the soccer coaches trying to figure out when their season is because it's different for each. I can't think of two more different sports. Like soccer, you're running around, and wrestling, you want to add weight and all that. So how do you approach that?
Well, I kind of see like soccer as obviously it's a lot of running around, which helps my endurance for wrestling. So, you know, a lot of wrestlers you'll see doing a lot of running because you have to be able to provide oxygen to all your muscles. So I kind of see it like that. And also I play striker, which is a lot of sprinting and going like as hard as I can for a little bit, you know, and that's sure. About how wrestling is, you know. You got to be able to go hard for 2 minutes and then, you know, a little break and then more.
And so. I feel like, you know, playing soccer, it's a lot easier putting on the weight than taking it off. So being, you know, probably a little bit skinnier during soccer season, it's a little bit easier to put on those few extra pounds to get up to the weight you need to be than trying to take it off.
Yeah, usually I kind of do the opposite of that because I cut a little bit of weight to get to 132. So okay. During the soccer season, I'm trying to, like, build my muscles.
Yeah.
And then when wrestling comes, you know, so I lose a little bit of it. But
at least you don't hate the losing process because you already run a lot during soccer. So now you just got to run a little bit more during the wrestling season going up into it.
Adrian's Joey Spagnoli joining us inside the cave, our athlete of the week this week. What's next for you, Joey, with the district title?
We got regionals at Jackson Northwest on Saturday. So
back in Jackson.
Yeah, back up there. So should you win the regional? How many are you going to have to wrestle to win that? Is it less? Do you have to win 2 or?
It's going to be the same as, so there'll be 8 guys. There'll be 4 people from the other district and then 4 people from my district. And then the top 4 at regionals will move on to state. So.
Wow.
All right.
Well, Joey, best of luck to you. We appreciate your time today inside the cave, and good luck moving forward representing Adrian.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And once again, it's the LISD Athlete of the Week. Congratulations to Joey for being the Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD empowering learners, creating opportunities for success. We're going to take a quick time out. Andrew is going to go...
Yep.
Get a picture of our Athlete of the Week. We get his sticker he can put on his laptop or on his truck or whatever he wants to do. So congratulations to Joey Spagnoli and all of our district wrestling champions as they look forward to regionals next week. So check in with our social media to see our LISD Athlete of the Week this week, Joey Spagnoli. Find us at 965 The Cave.